Yeah, it's a major shock for us in his own. You know, there was a wave towards Sinn Féin this time. There was a wave towards change. And I think, you know, the confidence and supply agreement that Fianna Fáil have held over the last 3 years and, you know, and trying to keep a steady ship in the country, we sort of come out the worst out of that. And Fine Gael's vote in the county actually only went down by about 500 votes. Ours dropped by about 6,500. So we seem to get the brunt of doing that confidence and supply agreement. But look, you know, there's lessons that have to be learned from what has happened here, and there's you know, questions to ask and to look at how we go forward as a party, because, you know, it's a lot of votes to lose. And saying that, there is a major swing out there at the minute for change. There's a major swing towards Sinn Féin, and the one was in their sails at the minute, and the one was in their sails for the last couple of weeks. So, you know, it's difficult. It's a difficult, you know, to see you losing votes and the likes of any shown. But look, that's the way politics is at times, and sometimes you win, sometimes you lose, and that's just the way it is.
Now, you mentioned that there has been such a sway of change, but did Fianna Fáil as a party envisage the extent of how much that, you know, would the balance would change so much to that extent?
Yeah, well, I think over the last, especially the last week, you know, out on the campaign trail and out meeting people on the doors and around the towns and Inishowen and Charlie and around Letterkenny, you were getting that feel that people did want change, and they were going to vote for Sinn Féin this time to look for that change. And that's what people have done. They have done that, and they've made their mark, and they've spoken. And I suppose as politicians, you have to take that and you have to move forward and take what is said by the people. It's a democracy we live in, and people are entitled to their vote and entitled to have their say. So you did get that feeling out there that there was certainly a move towards Sinn Féin, and there was a move towards change.
But there was such a contrast from the local elections, because Fianna Fáil got so many seats here in Donegal, not least yourself. You topped the poll in the Inishowen Municipal District. You got something like 2,500 votes. Like, a tremendous achievement on your part. And here we have, you know, the two candidates here from the same party not struggling. Charlie seems safe, but Pat certainly seems a wee bit vulnerable at this stage.
Yeah, look, I suppose local elections and general elections are two completely different things, and you know, the vote that we picked up in the local elections, when you take that onto the general election, you know, going back to May and going back to moving on 8 months, the whole political landscape has changed completely. There's a lot of things that have happened nationally that has changed that. And, you know, people just feel that they want a change now at the minute. And you know, whether they're going to get that change or not, the way everything's falling around the country at the minute, it's hard to know. You could have another election in a short period of time. Who knows? But, you know, like Fianna Fáil performed exceptionally well in the local elections, exceptionally well, all over the county. We've, you know, the highest number of seats in Donegal County Council, and that vote didn't materialise now as part of the general election, and that's something that we have to look at as well as a party, you know, and see why that happened. But as I say, you know, there is a big move out there at the minute towards change, and people, as I say, have spoken for change, and we have to just take that, Catherine, and we have to take it on the chin.
But it's funny, because when you do, I know you said you can't really contrast local and general elections, but Sinn Féin did so, you know, poorly in the local elections, and then here they are, you know, doing so well right across the board.
Yeah, it's strange. You know, if you had to tell Sinn Féin back in May, after losing 78 seats in the local election, that, you know, there would be at 22% in the national polls, I think they would have probably laughed at you. And that's the reality. But, you know, who knows what the next 8 months is going to hold, and who knows what positions that each party will be in another 8 months. And that's the world we live in. You see it in a lot of countries now at the minute, where people are looking for change and they vote for change. It happens in England, it happened in America, it happened in all different countries, and I think the same thing has happened in Ireland. People just feel that you know, they wanted a change, and they're looking for a change. And it's difficult for the parties that's there. It's difficult, especially for ourselves. As I say, we were in confidence and supply, and it certainly is something that has affected us. It's certainly something that has come up in the doors. It is certainly something that you know, we would certainly have to look at as a party going forward, whatever comes out of this election, because we seem to get the battering for what happened over the last 3 years. And as I say, Fine Gael seemed to come out pretty much unscathed, especially in this county, and nationally as well, pretty much unscathed. And I think we are the ones that stick in the battery for that.
You said, you know, people want change, and that certainly seems to be the case today. But how can that change be implemented, really, you know, if whatever way the cards fall on a national basis? Like you mentioned there, that perhaps we could be going back to the polls within the year if things, you know, don't materialise.
Yeah. Well, look, you're going to have three parties now sitting with probably only five or six seats of difference in Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and Sinn Féin. It's going to be difficult to get an agreement with seats that close, with parties that close. It's going to be difficult to get an agreement without having at least two of those parties part of the next government, and how we get that together, and how, you know, let it be Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, let it be Fianna Fáil, Sinn Féin, let it be Sinn Féin, Fine Gael, whatever way, two of the major parties will probably have to be part of the next government if there's going to be a government. So I suppose over the next 4 or 5 weeks there's going to be quite a lot of discussions to be had, and I know that we have changed rules within our party that we do have to have an Ardesh to decide whether who we go into government or when, or if we even do go into government. So that is something that probably will happen in the next month or 6 weeks as well. So there's a lot of work and a lot of work to happen over the next few weeks to see how this is going to materialise around the country and what kind of a government we're going to have after this.
And in terms of today and how it's going to materialise, you're fairly confident that Fianna Fáil will retain its two seats?
Yeah, I'll be confident enough at the minute that we will. I think the gap is quite significant between Pat and Thomas Pringle at the minute, and Pat and Charlie and Joe. You know, look, transfers can fall anyway, and we've seen that over the years where plenty of candidates were standing thinking they were safe, and then 4 or 5 hours later things fell the wrong way and they lost their seats over that. So no one can exactly say that anyone's safe at the minute. The only ones that are safe at the minute is the two Sinn Féin candidates. The rest is up for grabs as we stand at the minute. But, you know, if you're a betting person, you would probably bet that we should hopefully have back our two Fianna Fáil TDs in Donegal.
Thrin, I wonder, does the councillor have faith in Micheál Martin? I mean, is Micheál Martin the man to lead the party, I wonder?
Greg was asking you there, have you faith in your leader, Micheál Martin? Is he the leader to lead the party into the future?
Well, I certainly think that over the debates, the live debates, and from 2016 to this election, there's no question Micheál Martin was a lot stronger in the 2016 election than he has been in this election. In the TV debates, there's no question about that. I think as a party, we probably need to change. I think we probably need to have a look at ourselves and see what angle we're going and where we're heading as a party. And whether that's a change of leader, that's for another day, I suppose, to decide. But I'm sure those questions will be asked after this election. And I think if we are going to, you know, move to be the party that we used to be and be a party of the people again, and I think we do need change within the party. I think we need changes within the structure in the party. And I think that's something that will have to happen over the next number of months.